We're going to have a lesson about the connection of the world in the last generation. We're going to read chosen excerpts. We'll continue in excerpt number 27. We have these excerpts in our website, and you can ask questions there.
Yes, please, let's read. We have all together only four excerpts until we finish this topic. And then we'll move on to, maybe tomorrow, to the next topic. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 27 out of the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. Neither bayonets, nor education, or public opinion can change human nature to work willingly without adequate fuel. Hence, it is a curse for generations. When the compulsory government is revoked, the workers will no longer yield produce that will suffice for the sustenance of the state. There is no cure for this but to bring faith in spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers, from He who knows all the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, that spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders, but each and everyone will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Nikashuv. לא קידונים ולא
We'll read it again. Neither bayonets nor education or public opinion can change human nature to work willingly without adequate fuel. Hence, it is a curse for generations. When the compulsory government is revoked, the workers will no longer yield produce that will suffice for the sustenance of the state. There is no cure for this but to bring faith in spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers, from He who knows the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, that spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders, but each and everyone will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Well, questions.
What is the meaning that neither bayonets or education or public opinion can change man's nature?
Do you see that they do change man? Do you see change in Russia or in the kibbutz or in other places? No. No, it can't be. But you need only through, like the upper light, that it will paint a person with his will to receive, egoistic, and give him these forms, and you want this to take place in a different way, go ahead. If you can draw the light that reforms, that you can do, then you have only one limited form to influence reality. And that is simply to bring the light that reforms, that will influence man, influence man's ego, and then in such a way it will change. That's it. But not that he'll need to think of the others and be good to the others and share with the others, even take them into consideration. There is no such thing. The shattering exists in each and every one of us clearly. It's been through all of the vessels, the desires, until their completion. So there cannot be any correction here, but only through the light that reforms, that will start connecting us together. And before that, we won't be able to take one and another into consideration because we're not connected to one another. And that's what we need to try and do, try and be connected in the tens together. And of course we won't succeed, but we need to reach a state that we do not succeed. That is called recognition of evil. And then we cry out, correct us, and then the Creator will correct. So he needs this. He needs us to understand that we are detached from one another. He needs us to try with all of our strength, as much as possible, to be connected to one another. Like a child that wants to do something, he tries and tries and tries and with all of his strength. And then, at the end of our despair, we begin to understand that it's the Creator doing this on purpose and that we need to reach out to Him. And then we do reach out to Him, and then He corrects. That is called, the Creator will complete me. That He will complete after I do all the actions along the way in order to reach the success of connection. I see there is no such thing. And then the Creator, He completes me.
Isn't this called education? Isn't this education?
Through what can you do the first? Through education, you can only do the first stage to explain it. But then there is no wise as the experienced. They need to see that they are not capable of doing it themselves. To the end, no matter how much you tell a person you can, you can't, it won't help. It's just from the action.
When we're going out to educate, to explain things.
If you want them to start reaching out to the Creator and to convince Him to help them,
of course not.
They don't have enough desire, enough strength. There is no despair. There is no cry. It can come only from an action. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 28. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do His will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher, beyond measure. Again, excerpt number 28 from the Peace article by Bala Sulam. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher beyond measure.
Yes, Shailot. Top, as not hear me, Piti Shalosh.
Questions? Yes, okay, let's start from PT3. According to the text, bestowing upon others to give contentment is for the whole of humanity.
Yes, of course.
So what's the difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is for the people with the point in the heart, which are the Rosh, and the integral education, which is for all of humanity?
But by connecting together, every goof has a Rosh and every Rosh has a goof. And the Rosh also cannot attain the Creator if the goof doesn't demand it. And they help one another. Until all of the world doesn't connect to a group called Yashar Kel, Israel, then in that group there is only a very small light. Katnut, galgalta enayim, iv nefesh of ruach. But when we start to connect the vessels of reception, which are the vessels of the nations of the world, as it says, wisdom in the nations, you should believe, then these vessels that you demand from the Rosh called Israel to pass on from them the great light, and then this great light, wisdom in the nations, you should believe, it goes through all of the degrees, and without the will to receive, which is called the will of the nations of the world, you have no possibility to draw the light of Chokhmah. The Creator isn't revealed in Israel, he is revealed specifically thanks to the nations of the world.
So the connection here to bestow unto others, to give contentment, is only when there is a connection between the Rosh and the Guf?
Of course, if there isn't a connection of Rosh and Guf, then the Guf itself is in darkness, and the Rosh is also, or it can attain only Galgalta and Naim, only Nefesh Ruach alone. All of the efforts of the nation of Israel in the time of exile, wanting to connect themselves, all of these great desires of all of humanity, is all in all the small Nefesh Ruach. It's not the light of Chokhmah. There is Naran Chai, and we say that the light of Chokhmah, but it's not the light of Chokhmah that needs to even be revealed. It's not the same.
And before this connection occurs between the Rosh and the Guf, so they have a different method. For one, it's integral education. For the other, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
To the nations of the world?
Yeah, the ones who don't have the point in the heart.
No, through connection they all receive it. There's no problem. Also, the points in the heart awaken, because each and every one is part of Adam HaRishon. And in each and every one, they have a mini part of all of the parts of Adam HaRishon, because the shattering is such that in every part of the shattering, you have everything.
And at what point should the entire humanity know that only bestowing upon others to give contentment to the Creator is the solution? At what point?
That he writes about this, it's to the extent the people of Israel will publish this thing to the nations of the world. This is at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. He writes this.
But we should say it only when there is a connection between them, not in the first phase.
In times of dissemination, connection is even later on, in the times of dissemination.
In the first phase, we should already know that the purpose is to bestow contentment to the Creator?
No, they can't know this. They need to know, like he explains to us, what's happening? You forgot everything?
Because he writes, there is no other remedy for humanity unless they bestow upon others to give the Creator contentment. That's why I wonder here, because this is the work of the people with a point in the heart. And here it says it's for everyone.
For all of humanity? Wait, the Creator needs to be revealed in everyone?
Yes.
Answer.
Yes, yes.
Okay, how is it revealed that these vessels are demanding it or coming closer to it, etc.? So what's the question?
But what vessels should demand the Creator?
Everyone. Everyone. And they are from the shattering of the vessel, every single kli from the shattering of the vessel. They all need to feel all of these things. And if at the start we say that there is only a very small part of the people that have a point in the heart, that's only in the beginning of the scrutiny. By the light that comes small upon all the shattered vessels, then all of these shattered vessels, they feel it a little bit. And then more and more and more, and you see how today in our time, all of humanity is starting to come closer to wisdom, to sensation, to education. Within the last 100 years, look what's happened in all around the world. You understand? That is why, eventually, of course, everyone will be, because through the shattering, there was gathering with everyone, and take a person who's sitting up north on some kind of sitting on an iceberg, what, that he won't be able to attain the Creator? Everyone shall know me from small to great, and my house will be the house of prayer to all nations, to all the nations. That's considered the third temple. Not half nor a quarter, not Israel, but everyone. And we are now in such a state. That's why I'm talking about the general correction all the time. That's why we disseminate this to the entire world. That's also why all the religious people are yelling at me. Because they, in the meantime, are feeding off the Torah of the time of exile. All right.
All right, it's just that I don't understand at what stage they have to know that they need to bestow to the Creator.
That we'll see according to the situation. For now, of course not. But we'll see. We'll see according to the action. All right. We didn't have Rehovot today, I think. Rehovot.
Good morning. I'd like to continue at a point that I also, like Niv, I'm not sure about. There was a point you said that we explained the necessity of a connection to the people of the world, and then the discussion with Niv passed on to the end when they demand light.
Listen, in the beginning it's explained to us that we need to connect in order to be saved from all kinds of problems and trouble, because you're turning to a person's desire, right? That's it. That's one. After that, to the extent that we advance, you'll be able to explain to them that it's not in order to be saved from trouble, but that we need these troubles in order to be pushed towards the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, attaining the Creator, adhering to the Creator, slowly, slowly. But we start from that according to a man's desire. And we are the same.
Peter 3.
Peter 3.
He writes in excerpt number 27 that through education we have to bring in the heart of the worker a faith in spiritual reward. So we'll start with faith below reason, then reveal the Creator in reason, and we work above reason.
I don't want to talk about these things that you don't know about and you're just philosophizing above reason, below reason. I don't want to talk about it. Seriously, it's unrelated. It's not a university here. We need to attain this and then speak from attainment. That's it. That's what I understand. Where are we, Dudi?
Excerpt number 29.
Right, we have an article today.
We started with an article by Rabash because the articles have become long ones.
Okay, so maybe we'll also conclude with that article.
Okay, so excerpt number 29, the peace, Bala Sulam. The tough egoistic resistance among people, along which international relationships deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and the agony, and the voices rise up to heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and His purpose, as He has planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I have shown above. Since then, all the members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
P.T. 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. Listen, it's not the first time we read this. We've been reading it for years, and it sounds as an apocalypse. The end of days. Every time I'm expecting this to happen, and it's becoming worse and worse.
And you think today is already the end of the days?
According to what I see? Yes, it's the end of days. Look at what's going on. Even if they give us money, it's not good. This is also something people don't want. What do they want? Who knows? No money, no health, nothing. Everything is falling apart all over the world.
Don't cry about this. What do you want? There are much worse states. You're whining about every situation. It's known.
When was it ever worse than today?
When will there be a state worse than today?
When was it?
There were worse states than today. What are you talking about? You're sitting at home. You have food to eat?
Barely.
Barely, yeah, we can see on you.
No, the question is, why does he write? He writes that they'll do it. When will they do it? 100 years have passed since he wrote it.
It's not a big deal. We have 200 more years until 6,000. So wait 200 more years and then it will be.
Are you expecting better times, Rav Lightman?
I expect it to get worse before it, and then it will get better.
Thank you very much. We'll get ready for it.
Look, there's nothing you can do. Unfortunately, the nation cannot act otherwise. We, Bnei Baruch, cannot understand that the nation cannot work otherwise because we're not activating it differently. We are not activating the nation differently. What can you do? What are you demanding from the others? What have you done? Why are you not drawing them to what they need to be drawn to?
Seriously, I'm telling you seriously, they don't want to hear me. It doesn't interest them.
Did you do what you needed to do?
I really tried to.
There's no such thing as try. They're also trying. That's all. That's done. We're done. We're done with you. We're done. As usual, until you don't finish everything that is upon you to do, don't come with any questions or complaints. That's it. So what do you have here? What are you whining for? Are there more questions about this? Ashkelon.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to ask. I want to ask about excerpt number 27. May I? Where does it come from? It's clear that everything is from the Creator, but to what extent humanity is taking part in this?
Humanity, it all depends on the state of humanity. From the Creator comes only the good light that reforms. And the fact that we feel the opposite is because we are in opposite qualities from that same light. All in all, that's what happens. Salt Lake City.
No. Ma ein lo, ma chaser lo. Salt Lake City.
What, he doesn't have? What? What's going on?
I guess there's no question.
He doesn't have a question. So what was there? Okay. So we have Tel Aviv 3.
Can you please explain what the root of hatred between the right and left wings in Israel?
No, I don't have the nerve for it or the desire for it. I don't want to get into it. No, I don't care about this. Also, what do you care about this?
Because all the network is filled is with this.
What do I care about? The internet.
We're writing in the net.
You need to write, but I don't need to write what they're writing.
But what do you write about when all the people are only about the hatred between these two camps?
You need to rise above these two parties and say that it won't help you. Stop making a mess in your sandbox. That's all. Stop arguing and shouting. It's all nonsense. You're doing it like kids who are playing in the backyard. Aren't you sick of it? Every time, again, every time anew. Give them this from above, this moral. What will it help? What you shouted yesterday, you shout today, and tomorrow you will too, and what's the difference? When will change come? What, from crying out? No, from that it won't come, that's for sure. That you should explain to them.
Dudi 30.
Excerpt number 30 from the Freedom article by Bala Sulam. When humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies, by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.
That's clear. If it will be, then it will be that way. Otherwise, it won't be. Let's read again the